All right, set of the bar stories, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, again, situations we hope you don't find yourself in. You should always make sure the things you're transporting are properly secured. Whether it's a hand on top of a mattress on top of your roof, probably not the best way to secure it, right?
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without making sure that the crates carrying the 5 million bees you're transporting are properly secured, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Yes. This was in Toronto, happened yesterday. There was a bunch of crates filled with 5 million bees fell off a truck.
Oh, gosh. I bet they were mad.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we've had some beekeepers show up to assist with the cleanup. Significant amount of bees in the area, and we have had the beekeepers be stung by them.
I think about that. Even,
and they're wearing the special gear.
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, the first beekeeper who showed up to help had to be checked by paramedics after, failing to adequately clean them up. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that is. So I have a story of a bee. Beehive, you know.
Okay.
So, I think it was probably last year I was mowing my yard, right?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when you have a lawnmower, you just run over everything, right?
Sure. You just figure it's going to take care of it.
Yeah. So, you know, whether it's sticks in the yard,
yeah.
You know, the dog toys, whatever.
Sure.
So I see there's an exposed root that is on one of our trees.
Mm-hmm.
And I see bees kind of flying in, flying out, and stuff like that. And I was like, ooh, that looks a bit interesting.
Probably should take care of that. Maybe ask them to relocate.
Yeah, ask them to relocate. Or
with a lawnmower.
I'm a guy with a lawnmower. What do you think I did?
Yeah, you just ran right over it.
I ran right over it.
Yeah, did it work?
Bees did not like that.
Oh, wow.
They were up my shorts.
Oh!
Very fast.
Oh!
And I realized very fast. I was like, ah!
Oh!
I was, whoa!
Did you kindly ask them to vacate that area as well?
I did.
Okay.
Thankfully, I think I only got stung once.
Okay.
But it was...
Up your shorts?
It was on my thigh.
Oh, okay. Whew! That could have been much more dicey.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, my husband discovered a wasp nest underneath our desk, our deck, the other day. And so he gets a broom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what you do.
I'm going to take care of that.
Yeah, I mean.
We had a little bit of wasp spray, not a lot, though.
Right.
So we did a little spray, and then a little whack, whack.
Did the wasps run out, or
They were not happy.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I don't
Same deal.
Think that he got stung, but he did end up, like, they were dazed enough.
Right.
To where he could do lots of whack whack and
okay.
take care of them.
Yeah.
Tell your friends
not to
come
around
back
here.
Yeah,
so if you can manage to make it through the day without making sure the crates aren't properly secured when you're carrying 5 million bees, you're doing okay.
Ooh.